Never moved anymore. Lived there from 43 till, well, I just sold my house just not long ago and did away with everything, and I'm at assisted living now. Mm-hmm. I couldn't live by myself any longer. I lived alone for 30 years. Not 30 years. Let's see, now 17 years. Uh-huh. Taylor's been gone 17 years.
Yeah.
I lived alone and I got to where I could not live alone any longer. So I wanted the children to sell the place. And well, I was already in Epoch. But anyway, I said, well, there's no need in keeping it if I can't go back. So we sold the place and that's taken care of.
Now that place consisted of many, many acres and they farmed.
80 acres.
And, 80 acres, wow.
And her mother-in-law was a very, very busy lady. And they lived, what was it, 5 or 6 miles from her work?
Well, yeah. And she walked to the pants factory here in Roswell to work.
5 or 6 miles?
For 50 cents a day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that, 50 cents a day. She was a workaholic. That woman could do anything. And I don't believe there's anybody living that worked any harder than she did. Ladies, I mean. Because she could just do anything.
Sounds like you had a lot of respect for your mother-in-law.
I did. She was a good woman. She sure was a good woman. And my husband was an only child. And of course, she loved him better than anything in the world. Because when he was just a baby, 6 months old, his father deserted him. And they never heard from him anymore.
Just up and run off?
Yeah. And she never remarried. And of course, as I say, she was just what he had and all she had. And of course, she loved him dearly. And he did outlive her a few years, not many. And she was, I think, 89 when she died. But she was a good woman. She was a Christian woman. Of course, you know, everybody, when they get that age, they get not like they were when they were young. I know, because I've been there.
But she worked all day long at the Roswell Pants Factory after walking to work that morning. Mm-hmm. And came home at night, and she walked back home. Mm-hmm. And she put on her, we called them her plow clothes, and she got out and worked in the fields until it would get so dark she couldn't work anymore.
Wow. And milk the cow and feed the hogs and the chickens and all of that stuff.
Wow.
Herself.
Sounds like quite a lady.
And she lived alone after her, she lived with her mother. And see, her mother was the one that cared for my husband while she worked, you know. And so then after her mother died, well, that left her alone. And then it was really country, really country.
Which community did she live in?
Roswell.
What's the name of that community? What's the name of that community center, Billy, up there? Used to be Greenway. Greenway community, that's the community. Mm-hmm. But that was late years when that had a name. It was many years that there wasn't anything like that there. But, and of course, there's no Greenway now, I don't reckon. Mm-hmm. It's
all built up
and everything.
Now, when she was going to grammar school, they lived with her mother and daddy, they lived out. And she remembers walking from her house to school. And my granddaddy paid $1.50 for her and my daddy a month for them to go to Roswell School because they weren't in the city.
Oh.
Really? So you had to pay to go if you didn't live in the
city? Right, because we weren't in the city.
Wow.
And oh my goodness, we lived 1.5 miles from the school. I did. Well, the family did, of course. And in bad cold weather, it would just seem like it was colder then than it's ever been since, you know, when you was walking.
Yeah.
And the family that lived up on the hill was Mr. Lim, and he was a farmer. He had one daughter, Ether,